Hey you, what's up man? Welcome to another episode. Welcome to another month, another week. How's life going? How you been? How you truly been, man? I hope you've been fine. I know life's not easy and we're all going through some shit. But just know you're not alone. While you're going through some shit over there, I'm going through some shit over here. And then there's someone completely different in another place on the planet, and they're also going through some heavy shit. Sometimes things are easy, sometimes they're hard. And I have a message, but my ADHD is on fire right now, and I'm having a really hard time blocking out these sounds while I'm recording this right now. And it's just like everybody's around me right now. I was trying to find a quiet place, but I don't know what the hell and why this is hard for me to do. But anyways, today I want to talk to you about the fear of other people and how other people's fears affect our life and can sometimes hinder us from moving forward. Other people can hinder us, I'm going to say that again, from moving forward. And they can become a loud noise and a loud distraction in our life from reaching higher goals. Like you've planned something, you've thought about something, and then here comes a chitter chatter of other people in our lives. And these people can be people that we truly care about. This could be family members, a brother, a sister, a father, a mother, an uncle, a best friend, associates. It could be coworkers. It could be anybody in our life that we entrust, that we put trust into them, and that sometimes we seek advice from because we're human and we want to know what to do next. We ask people what to do next, but sometimes it's so important to work on our intuition, to trust ourselves. Because when it gets loud, like right now, there's dump truck, like literally trash, like this dump truck just won't shut the F up. Like I literally moved to another spot. Like I was in my car. I was like, let me record this. I moved from one spot. The dump truck was over there. Now this motherfucker is behind me, following me, beeping and collecting trash somewhere else. And it's like, all I'm trying to do is record. All I'm trying to do is move forward. But this person doesn't even know. This dump truck doesn't even know that they're hindering me. They're confusing me. They're confusing my mind right now because I want to record and I have a message. And that makes me think just right now. I'm using this as an example. That makes me think of people in our lives. Some people purposely try to block us. They don't want us to move forward. They're haters. They're haters because they didn't do shit in their life. So they want to stop us from doing the shit in our lives. But guess what? There are those people in our lives that are not doing it on purpose. But that ain't got nothing to do with us. But they still block us. But that person in our lives that tries to block us, like this guy right here driving this dump truck, he's not purposely doing it. You know what I mean? He's doing his job. He's doing what he always did. He's on his route. You know what I mean? I'm here. I chose to sit here in the parking lot to record right here. I'm letting him confuse me. I'm letting him interrupt me and my flow. Right? So in the same thing in our lives, there's people in our lives that care about us, that are nice to us, that want us to have good things in our lives, but they don't know that they're blocking us. So there's an issue. There's two-part issue here. It's the one-part issue where the person is stopping us from moving into greatness. Subconsciously, they're stopping us because of their own fears, and I'm going to get into that in a second. But then we have that issue because we're choosing to stay here. We have a fear. We have an issue. We have comfortability issues, time issues. We have our own fears that keep us here. I'm still staying here because I'm like, if I move, I'm afraid that if I move right now and drive somewhere else, I won't have time to do the work that I need to do. So I'm staying here and I'm letting this damn truck is still here. And now another motherfucker is about to pull up. Now a different. Now the recycling people are about to pull up. And I'm still here because I'm being stubborn. Or maybe not even stubborn. That's not even what it is. I think that I can manage. I think that I'm not being stubborn. It's more like I think I can manage, knowing that if I move away, that this podcast is going to be so much more clearer. People are going to enjoy it more. And it's going to be so much better. But I'm trying to stay here and record. And I have no idea how this is going to sound. I may not even be able to post this. What I'm trying to say is, the garbage truck guys, the first one and the second one, like, they're in their own world. They're minding their own business. That's how some people are in our lives. And they sometimes, sorry, like I'm really distracted right now, but they sometimes come into our lives to distract us, whether it was God sent or not. That doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is that sometimes, because I feel like I've mentioned this before, that sometimes people have intentions, purpose, intention. There are some friends in our lives. There are some family members in our lives, co-workers in our lives that purposely try to hinder us because they once wanted to have a business because they never went to business school or because they never created that LLC or never went for their dreams. You trigger them. You're triggering them by moving on to the next steps of your life, and they don't want to see you there. But it's not because they don't want to see you there because of who you are. They don't want to see you there because of who they are. They don't know. They don't have that self-confidence to know, hey, I can do that too. There's enough for everybody in this universe. There's enough for you to get your business, and there's enough for me to get my business. Yes, I'm kind of late, but I can still do it. So instead of doing that, they want to discourage you from doing the things that you want to do. So these are the people that purposely do that in our lives. They know that they're stopping us. They're like, no, I can't have this person take this opportunity. They're about to get this deal with XYZ. So no, I'm going to stop them because I can't watch them move on. I cannot watch them do something better than me because I'm going to feel like shit. That's some selfish motherfucking shit. Excuse my cussing, but that's selfish. But that's what some people do. Those people are easier to spot out because they're more extreme with their approach. They'll straight up tell us, hey, stop, don't do this. Hey, don't do that. And it's a lot easier to point those people out and be like, okay, they're trying to stop me. But then there are the other more subtle people in our lives that are kind to us. They're funny. They're loving. They help us out. You know, they're there for us. But these people can also be a block in our lives because they may stop us in subtle, or like, it's hard for me to say that word, but just in very calm ways, slow ways that we may not even notice. They may try to occupy your time. They may say like, hey, don't do this. Don't take that business proposal or don't go out with this person or don't go on that vacation trip or, oh, why are you trying to go to Europe? Why don't you just go to Alabama on vacation? You know, just stuff like that. Little stuff like that. They try to stop us And not because they're jealous necessarily, because some people are jealous in our lives, but it's not necessarily jealous. That's what I guess my point, what I'm trying to make, is that some people don't want you to change and evolve even as much as you changing your healthy diet could affect some people in your life, because they want your time. Not necessarily saying they're jealous because now all of a sudden you don't want to eat fast food anymore. You've changed to eating salads and whatnot. And now these people are upset. Not because they're jealous because you're eating healthy, which can be an issue too. Like I said, they may be, have issues within themselves that they need to work on, and they don't want to see you moving ahead and losing that weight and getting in shape. But it could be something else. And it could be just the simple fact that somebody does not want you to start eating healthy, because then they can't hang out with you anymore. That's all they want. They want your time, because they themselves, it's a personal issue with themselves. They are broken within. And that's okay. I'm not pointing fingers saying like, oh, this person is broken. You need to get away from them. No, that's not what I'm saying. We all are broken. We all have things in our life that are broken. But the whole point is for us to become aware. You don't have to point fingers at this person and be like, haha, you're broken, or get the fuck away from me, you're broken. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is be aware. Be aware that some people give you advice because they are broken. The advice that they're giving you is broken because of their own inner pain. They've been hurt before. They've had a car accident before. They don't want you driving that car because they had a car accident before. So you may think, oh, they're giving me advice, you know, they've been down that road. That road is risky, you know, they've driven around that curve before. But guess what? Their ass was drunk when they drove that road. So don't compare everything to other people. You need to learn how to do this on your own. Your own intuition speaks loudly. And it's hard. It's hard because it's like muddy water. It's like we want the clear, purified water, but we are completely filled, infiltrated with dirt. Dirt from other people's opinions, dirt from commercials, dirt from billboards, dirt from the society itself. So sometimes we need to take the time to purify ourselves and to trust our own instincts. So you may think, like, what do I do? I have a parent, I have parents, because there's a lot of parents too, that they will discourage their children from playing sports or from playing, not even playing, but going to certain colleges out of town. And they may make it seem like, oh, I know about this college, you know, we live in Atlanta, but, you know, this college is in California, you know, I know about California because this college is bad and blah, blah, blah. But in reality, they don't want their child to go to college in California because they don't want to be alone here. So next time you're around certain people and they give you advice, think about this. Like if you go on a new adventure, if you start doing a business with somebody else, or if you start dating somebody else, or you start making travel plans with other people, like let's say you meet a travel team, you know, they like traveling the world, you meet new friends. The old people are going to feel like they're being left behind. And that doesn't have to be the case. But that can be the case. Sometimes we have to leave people behind, but sometimes we don't. Sometimes we just have to share our time. And I've experienced this, not to the extent where I stop somebody, but I had to put myself in the position to really understand and grasp this concept. I've had it before, right? we've all had this before, but I've never had it to the point where I stop my friend. There are people who will literally stop their friend from getting something good. It could be a job or something, because they're like, oh, if my, okay, let's say you get a job that pays really, really well, $100,000 a year, but it requires you to travel most of your time. 90% of the time, you got to travel. You may have people in your life that will deter you from getting a fucking $100,000 job, knowing that right now you're only making freaking $40,000 a year, because they don't want you to leave. They don't want you to leave for their own reasons, because they haven't established themselves. They don't know what to do without you. They talk to you 24/7. Now they can't talk to you 24/7 because you're going to be on the phone with clients. But they're not thinking about you. They're thinking about themselves. They're like, man, I usually call this person at 8 o'clock at night and we talk. I tell them about my problems. You know, I wash dishes. We chat. We talk 20 times a day. If this person takes this job, I'm not going to be able to talk to them anymore. Yes, it will better their life. They'll make $100K a year. But I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I only care that I can talk to this person 5 times a day and they're available to me all the time. I need them. I need to talk to them all the time because they are mine. They are my property. You end up becoming somebody's property, and they may not be doing this on purpose. So I'm not saying that person is a mean person or these are mean people. These are our family members. These are our friends. But what I'm saying is, be aware that sometimes you have great opportunities right in front of you and you're not taking them because of the stuckness of other people's lives. If your friends, if your family, if your coworkers, if they were stable within themselves, like a coworker. You could have a promotion opportunity, but your coworker is not pushing you and giving you bad advice to take this promotion. Not because they don't want to see you do better. It's more because they don't want you not to work with them anymore. They don't want to be alone in that position. Why? Because they haven't made that position comfortable for themselves. It's their own trauma. It's their own thing. It's not your fault their other office ain't comfortable. It's not your fault they didn't make friends with other people in the office. So now you're stopping yourself, your promotion, because of advice that your coworker gave you. And that advice usually is from their own selfish ways. Because we humans are selfish. I've done that, I'm sure, before in my life. To people at some point. But I've also learned how to push past that. Like, let me give a small example. I mean, this is not necessarily me stopping somebody, but me feeling that I can imagine other people feeling that they have for you. And example is my friend. When her boyfriend's away, like he works far away sometimes for like 6 months straight. And then he comes back. He has to, because of his job. So when he's gone those 6 months, me and my friend, okay, maybe I'm exaggerating. He's sometimes not gone 6 months. It's like 90 days he'll be gone. During that time, me and her talk all the time. Like, while she goes to work, you know, while she's at home, while she's cooking, doing all this. And my problems, the bad things that I had during my day, I can vent to her. You know, when I'm thinking of something, I could call her. She's available. And it makes me feel good. Makes me feel safe. Makes me feel happy. She's sharing her time with me. But then when her boyfriend comes back, all that shit changes. And sometimes I feel a small little way. And I'm like, dang, now I'm not going to have that time anymore with her. I can't just call her. Because when I do, she doesn't pick up the phone. She'll call me back later when she's available. But I can't call her, you know, while she's cooking all the time. Because she may be having a conversation with her man. I can't randomly just call her at 7 o'clock in the morning because she may be cuddling in bed with her man. I don't know. So sometimes I'm like, oh, man. So I'm like, oh, man, he's back again. But because I care about her and I want her to have a good relationship, I want her to be happy, I'm happy for her. And I have my own stuff to do. That's when I realize, I'm like, shoot, I need to stop being so codependent on her. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm going to miss the time that I talk to her, but I want her to be happy with her man. But that's what sometimes people do in our lives. It could be a brother. It could be a sister. It could be a friend. It could be a parent that sometimes even stops us, like I said, from going to a higher opportunity, or sometimes even stops us from dating certain people that they know are going to be long term. They're okay with you dating that person, you know, that's full of shit. When I say full of shit, you know, full of drama, because they like the drama, because then you come to them for advice. It makes them feel important. You know, if you date somebody that's not going to be so dramatic, you know, now they got to listen to all the good stuff that's happening in your life, and they can't give you advice. You coming back to them and you being stuck gives them power. It gives them power to, it makes them feel important in your life. Instead of shifting the relationship, like, hey, let's play even field. Like, why do I always got to come to you for advice? Let's just be friends. Let's just enjoy the sun. Let's just enjoy going outside. Let's just enjoy having a drink. Let's not always me come to you with my problems. Like, be happy for me and hang out with me when I don't have problems. Like, are we just friends to talk about problems, or are we friends just to be friends? Those are some people in our life that we have too. That's what we need to analyze. That's a whole nother topic. But what I'm saying is, we have to be able to discern when somebody gives us advice. Are they giving us advice not to do something because of their own feelings? You know? Like, they rather you date destructive women, or just, you know, women that are not long-term. Because it's easier for you to date somebody that they know is shitty, because then that's not going to last long. And then during this, your single time, they got access to you. Oh, he's single. Oh, she's single. Now we can be besties. You know, we can be besties. He's going to call me. She's going to call me. I can come over. I can hang out. Oh, the minute he has a girlfriend, I can't do that anymore. The minute she has a boyfriend, I can't do that anymore. So I'm going to keep encouraging you to either not date anybody and just fuck around, or I'm going to continue to encourage you to date these no good people, because you're only going to date them for a short period of time. And then in between those times, I get to spend time with you while you're single. But let you meet the fucking one and see how people will behave. It doesn't mean that these people are evil people. It just means that their own trauma gets triggered when you meet somebody good. And that's normal. Like I said, a mother could be like that with her son. It could be a father with his daughter, you know? But then that's the maturity of that person. And it's okay to have these feelings. I'm not saying these feelings are completely invalid. We all have feelings. You know, maybe when my son gets older and he meets a girl, I may have like a little bit of feelings like, oh man, now we can't just like go travel all the time because he's going to want to travel with his girlfriend, you know, or maybe I can't call all the time 24/7 and check on him because he may be watching a movie with his girlfriend, you know, when he's in college or whatever, you know. I don't even want to think about that shit with my son. So, but I'm just saying, like, but because I'm mature and I'm healthy, I want that for him. I want him to be with somebody who's going to be there for him, who's going to take care of him, who's going to be nice to him, who has his back, versus him being alone just to satisfy me and my loneliness. And a lot of parents do that, but a lot of friends do that as well. And they don't realize it. We don't realize it. But you can pay attention. You can watch the shit that they say. You can either confront them or you can just feel bad for them. And you might not even need to say anything to them. You can say, like I said, you can say something to them, but it's up to you. Or you can just know for yourself, like, wow, that advice they just gave me, that shit was selfish. And then you could just be like, I feel bad for them, but I have my own life to live. Like, I feel bad. I feel sad that they feel that way. I feel sad that they feel they need me 24/7, that I am theirs. I am their property. Because maybe you did the same. Maybe there was a point in time, you know what I mean? You can't blame everybody. There probably was a point in time where you felt the same way. Like, if my best friend gets a girlfriend, or my best friend gets a man, or my brother gets this new job, that I'm going to see less of them. So then we become enmeshed with other people and we form these sick bonds, codependent bonds with other people where nobody is thriving. That's why I said thriving. I didn't say you're not doing good, but there's not one person who's fucking thriving. Everybody's kind of staying on the same plateau because it's some kind of mix and nobody's letting each other go higher because one person is afraid for different reasons. Versus everybody pushing each other and being healthy and content with the decisions that they make and the direction that they're going. But it's not our job to teach them. We can give them a message and be like, hey, I think you're a little jealous, or I think that, you know, you want too much of my time and I'm my own person. Sometimes we can say that to people, but sometimes we don't have to say that to people. Sometimes we can just slowly move away or start putting our foot down and realizing it. First step comes by realizing it. It's up to you. Like I said, you can tell them that, but you don't have to tell them that. Just start making moves. Just realize, oh my God, this makes sense. I wanted to travel to Australia. I'm going to be gone for 30 days. My friends told me I should fucking go to New York instead because my New York trip was only going to be for a weekend. My Australia trip is going to be for 30 days. They're not jealous I'm going to Australia. They just want my time. They just want me because they're codependent. And I used to be codependent on them, but I'm codependent no more. I don't want to be codependent anymore. So if you don't want to be codependent anymore, then you need to break that cycle. Break that cycle between your friends. Break that cycle between your family. Break that cycle between your boss. Or if not, you're going to be at that job forever. If you love your salary at $40,000 a year and you're comfortable and you're happy, then stay there. But if you one day want a new job, one day you want to meet new friends, one day you want to get fucking married to somebody that's healthy and normal, then you may need to start implementing that shit now, slowly. Start putting up the boundaries now between your friends, between your parents, between your coworkers, boundaries between yourself. And see where you've behaved this way. Because people, the way that they act in our lives is only a mirror of ourselves. If people act this way towards me, there was one day where you acted that way towards them. Maybe you blocked them from dating that amazing person because you didn't want to be alone. You needed them to be around. You needed them to call you every couple minutes, every time. And you knew if they were going to be in a relationship, not because you're jealous, because you want to be their man. It was because you didn't want to be alone. And you know, if she or if he started dating somebody, they can't call you all the time. But that was selfish of you. Now she missed the opportunity of a lifetime to be with somebody because you didn't encourage her to go with that man. Your sister, your best friend. But it's not all your fault either. It's her fault too, because she listened to your ass. She should have been like, no, my friend is jealous. You know, I deserve this for myself. I deserve this amazing opportunity. I met this guy and he's moving to fucking Japan. I've never been to Japan. I wanted to go to Japan. All my friends say he's fucking crazy. But I know he's not deep down. He may be a little weird. Different. But this is an opportunity of a lifetime. But guess what? I listened to all my friends. Now he's with somebody else in Japan. And I'm fucking here alone every day. Talking to these motherfuckers. I love them. I care about them. I love hanging out with them. But we're doing the same shit 5 years later. And now I'm alone. And now these people are meeting people. And now everybody's fucking gone. And I'm still here. So that's a lesson. That's a lesson for us. It's a lesson to learn that we need to believe in ourselves. We need to listen to ourselves. We need to build our own intuition. And it doesn't mean that we need to be mean to these people in our lives. Sometimes we do need to shut toxic people out. But sometimes all we need to do is put up boundaries. Like, hey, you're my friend. But guess what? I got a new job. I can't talk to you 24/7 all the time like I used to. If you still care about me and you're still my friend, I will still make time. A relationship is like a plant. We will water it. It's not going to dry out. If we both want to be friends, we're going to be friends. Hey, I met this new person. This person is amazing in my life. You may not feel comfortable with them, but guess what? I feel comfortable with them. I'm happy. Yes, it's going to take some time away from our relationship because, yes, I'm going to be spending time with them because I'm serious with them. But we're still friends. I'm going to make time for you, but you should be happy for me. Be happy for me. But in order for you to be happy for me, you need to be happy for yourself. And you can't make other people happy for themselves. All you can do is make people happy for you. No, sorry. Only you can make yourself happy for yourself. And one day they'll realize it once you start putting boundaries up. And the ones that really truly care about you will still be there, even if they only get to talk to you a couple times a day versus 100 times a day. If they only get to talk to you once a day versus 3 times a day. If they only can come over to your house 3 times a week versus every other day. You know, some people may not want you to hang out with a new friend. It doesn't even have to be dating. It doesn't need to be a job. You could just have a new friend that they don't want you to hang out with because your brother used to just freely come in through the door whenever he wanted to. But now you have new friends and he needs to knock on the door before he comes over. You know? They like to see you have less, not because they don't care about you, but because if you have more, they feel like they're going to have less, and that's a lie. But you can show them, be that example, show them that that's a lie. There's enough for everybody. Just because my time is going to be less with you, it doesn't mean that your life's going to be shit, buddy. You can still have a great life. Focus on your own life. Focus on your own happiness. Focus on your own children. Focus on your own dreams. Focus on your family. Focus on yourself. You don't need me in your life 24/7. I'm not your hero. It's not my job. Even though I like to save people, I need to save myself. I'm drowning emotionally, physically, financially, mentally. I need to grab and pull new things. I need to get on a new fucking boat. I need to jump on a new boat. I'm sorry, I can't stay here anymore and fucking sink with you guys. I can't sink on this boat. I love this boat. This boat is comfortable. I grew up on this boat. I know this boat from the inside out, but I can't stay here. It's too many motherfuckers on this boat. We're drowning. You don't see that shit? I see 3 other boats I can jump on. Why don't you jump too? That's not my problem. You want to stay on that boat. You're familiar with that boat. You're familiar with this sea. You know the fish that are in the sea. The same damn fish. But I'm ready to eat something else. I want fruits. I want vegetables. I want to get out of the ocean. I want to get to the land. In order to get to the land, I need to jump to another ship. So you can either jump with me. We can jump together to this new ship because I need to survive. I'm drowning. I can't breathe anymore. I can't hold this ship anymore because I feel like I'm holding the ship up for every fucking body around me. I don't know who I'm channeling right now because this is not really my story. This used to be my story. But what I'm saying is, like, I can't hold this boat anymore. It's drowning. I'm the one swimming underwater. I'm keeping this afloat. But I can't do it anymore. I'm jumping ship. I need to grab on to the ropes and I need to move on. And don't stop me from moving to greatness. Because I need it to survive. All right, so I don't know what this was, but just know that you're meant for greatness, that you're beautiful, and that you're meant for greatness. And the people in your lives, they see that. You have some people that want to stop you because they don't believe in themselves, but there's other people who are holding on to you because they see that amazingness. And you may not see how amazing you are and how you can lift people up, but sometimes you need to be lifted up too. And it's okay to go in the direction of where you need to be lifted up as well. Have an amazing week. And this week, just watch people. When people say something, give you advice, just watch. And sometimes just laugh. Laugh at them. Like, you don't have to laugh in their face, but just be like, really? Like, you know I'm on a diet. And I asked you, what should I eat? And you just recommended KFC to me. Like, just laugh when they do that shit. Either because they didn't want you to drive to Chipotle because it's 20 minutes out and they can't come over and watch that movie with you. So they didn't give a fuck. They were selfish. They wanted you to eat KFC because KFC is right next door. If you go to fucking Chipotle, they can't come over and hang out. Or they wanted you to eat KFC because they don't want you to be skinny and in shape because they're not getting in shape. And if you start getting in shape, you're going to hold them accountable for being in shape. There's two different types. Some people, some friends, some family will exhibit both. Some are either or. The ones that encourage you to be better, the ones that don't suck up all your time, those are the ones you want to hold on to because they will push you higher. You may not like everything that they have to say, but they're going to push you in the right direction. Peace.